The plan was prompted by another bill introduced 2 years ago that would have made it easier for landowners to excavate and potentially develop Indian mounds. The Ho-Chunk Nation's John Greendeer says tribal leaders quickly learned that many lawmakers did not realize that the sites were sacred.
A lot of the people that had signed on to the original legislation actually felt like mounds were just piles of dirt.
This latest bill, which was written with the help of members of the public, would specify when the State Historical Society can protect a burial site and when a landowner can challenge those decisions. It would also increase the setbacks around burial sites from 5 feet to 10 feet. The bill cleared the full assembly on a voice vote in November and had a hearing in a Senate committee last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.